and salutations, everyone.
Hello, children.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And you are listening to I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
That's
the
right.
The only show on the internet.
It is the only show, yes.
So, Orion.
Yeah.
I feel like I start every episode that way. So, Orion, I had an adventure last weekend.
So I hear, yes.
I should probably start at the beginning.
Yes, take us back.
I didn't mention this last week, but 2 weeks ago, I decided to try a little experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I decided, this was 2 weeks ago Saturday, day after the show, I decided I was going to walk down to the local bar by myself and just see what happened. Because I'd never been to a bar by myself. I know people do that. Most of them are creeps. But I thought I'd try it and just see what happens. Like, I don't know. I felt like socializing, and I've realized more and more lately that I don't actually see any of my friends anymore. They're all just Facebook friends now.
Yeah,
like the only one I actually see now is you.
Yep. And the older you get, oh, it's so depressing.
Yeah. So I was like, I'll go out and socialize. Not that I thought I'd make new friends, but I'll just, you know, see what happens. So I went out to the bar. I walked down there and I just sat at the bar and started ordering beers. And for the most part, I was just kind of people watching, like, you know what I mean? Because who am I talking to, you know?
That's the job of the person that sits at the bar.
No, I don't think so. I think
people watching.
I think the job of the person that sits at the bar by himself is to be a creep towards the bartender.
Because
the bartenders there are primarily female.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think the job of the person who sits creepily at the bar is to hit on them.
That's true.
But I didn't do any of that.
Very true.
What I did was just kind of sit around and observe. And then eventually, I should mention this, they have a Wii and a Kinect hooked up at the bar now.
Yeah.
And there were these two dudes playing the Wii all night. And then eventually one came up next to me to order a drink. And I just kind of said, how's the Wii treating you? Yeah. Like a dork. And he said, oh, it's pretty good, man. Me and my buddy have been betting money on who's going to win at Wii bowling. And I've been taking all of his money. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And he said, hey, you want to come play? And I was like, sure. I'm not going to put any money on it, but but okay. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. And so me and these two guys were playing Wii bowling for the rest of the night. And then eventually the bar was shutting down and I left and I walked home. And it was fairly uneventful, but it was kind of a successful experiment.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I ended up kind of making some new friends. So then the next Saturday, the day after the last episode, I decided to try it again.
Hey, why not?
And this time I thought maybe it would be more fun if somebody I did know showed up. So I posted on Facebook. I said, what'd I say? I said, any hot babes want to meet me at the Can tonight? The Can is the name of the bar. Also accepting not so hot babes, dudes. And nobody ended up coming. I did get somebody trying to invite me to a different bar entirely, which kind of defeated the purpose. But nobody ended up coming. So I went down to the bar again by myself. And this time it was even more of a successful experiment. I sat down at the bar and immediately some girl started talking to me.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Yeah, before you get all excited. she was also with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And she wasn't my type. I mean, she was kind of pretty, sort of, but not my type at all. And she was a little heavy, but it didn't matter. I was talking to people. That was the point. And eventually her boyfriend left with some friend of his. And then we were still talking. She offered me a shot. She offered to buy me a shot called a Slippery Nipple, which I had heard of before, but I still don't know what's in it. And I declined. I was drinking beer. I was behaving
like
myself.
Bad news. Good. Good for you.
And then as the night wore on, we talked some more. She showed me a tattoo that was in Arabic on her wrist, and I don't recall what it said. And she had a friend with her there who also had a tattoo. Like, they kind of matched, but they were both in Arabic, but they both said different things. And then she showed me how to write her name in Arabic. She was not of any kind of Arabic descent, as far as I know. She was a blonde girl. And she told me that she speaks fluent French. And then as the night wore on and I got more drunk, I was talking to more people. I was talking to the bartenders and everybody's having a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to basically everybody by the end of the night because the bar sort of cleared out. And it was just kind of a core group of people that were still there. And we were all pretty well socially lubricated. And then I blacked out.
Oh shit.
Now
but you politely declined the Slippery Nipple.
Well,
what happened?
I left a couple things out. I kind of skipped ahead a few steps.
Okay. Fill in the blank.
First of all, when I first got there, it was really weird because there were a lot of people in formal dress. It looked like I was at the prom.
Ooh,
and the dance weird. Like the area where the Wii and the Kinect are hooked up was kind of like a dance floor, and
there
was
wooden, as
thumping club music going on.
Jesus.
And I figured out what it was. It was like some kind of sorority fraternity dance, which I still think is bizarre that they had it in this bar. Like, this bar, it's not seedy or anything, but it's in a basement, and it kind of has that sort of you know, seedy bar vibe to it.
Yeah.
Even though it's not really a bad place, you know, but it kind of has that bar vibe. It doesn't seem like the kind of place you would go to have a formal dance in like old prom dresses and suits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually they left. And that's really all that has to do with my story. I just thought it was interesting. But later, that same girl who offered me the slippery nipple offered me a gummy bear shot. Ooh. And that one I couldn't resist because I wanted to know if it tasted like gummy bears. So I said, okay.
Couldn't resist.
Plus, like, she's offered me two shots. The first time I felt like it was polite to decline. The second time I felt like, well, you really, like, it might be impolite to decline again, you know? Like, you've offered me twice now, so you clearly actually want to buy me a shot and you're not just being nice.
It's like a hug in bar social terms, I guess.
Yeah. So I accepted.
Give you a hug.
I accepted that one. And it did taste like gummy bears, which was really surprising to me because most of the time when people tell me an alcoholic drink tastes like something.
Something delicious.
It tastes like that something with rubbing alcohol all over it.
Yeah. And but they pretend time, like it doesn't. Yeah.
This time it really tasted like gummy bears. And I don't know how they did it. I don't know what was in it. But it was delish. Nice. And I had ordered three pitchers by myself.
God.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Oh, God. Okay.
So at some point in the night, I blacked out.
Yeah.
I don't remember leaving the bar. The only reason I know for sure that I paid is because I had a tab open. They'd been holding my credit card.
Yep.
And I have my credit card now, so I must have paid. Either that or I killed a bartender and stole my credit card back, which I think I would have heard something about by now.
Yeah. Okay, so you're leaving the bar. Yeah.
So the thing is, I walked there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which meant I had to walk home.
Oh, God.
But I was blacked out. Now, it gets really hazy because I kind of like blacked out, but like kind of blacked in or whatever, whited in, whatever you call. Like I have little moments, little snippets that I remember.
Yeah. Little flashes.
The first thing I remember is walking around somewhere outside, up like around the outside of like an office building or a business or something.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I know it wasn't like a house or an apartment was because it had like glass windows and glass doors, you know,
mm-hmm.
like the kind you would see at a business.
Yeah.
And I remember kind of leaning up against the building and tugging on these doors because I think it was raining. I know it was cold. I was freezing and I was confused and I was lost and I was trying to get inside somewhere.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, I don't even care what this is. If I can get inside it and just sit down for a few minutes, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling on these doors, and of course none of them are opening. It's like 3 a.m. maybe by that time.
Yeah.
And then I remember kind of like leaning up against one of those doors with my head. You know, like my head's on the door and I'm leaning forward and I'm kicking it. And of course it's not opening. And I don't know for sure if I was trying to get people's attention doing that. Like I thought someone was in there, or if I was trying to break the door.
God.
Either way, it's not really the greatest idea I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yikes. And then I remember like pulling on the doors in a special way, like thinking if I did it just right, that it would unlock and open. The best way I can explain that kind of thinking is, you know, Chinese finger cuffs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, those like paper braided things, you put your fingers in them. If you pull really hard, it just grabs your fingers and you can't get them out. But if you kind of push it together and slowly sort of slip your fingers out, they come right out.
Got it. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was trying to do with the door.
Like
I would pull on it really hard and it wouldn't open. So then I'd like kind of push it a little bit and then just gently try to open it.
Nice. Lift it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, like if I did it just right, it would open. And of course it didn't. And
Jesus.
And I don't remember walking away from that building. And it could have been multiple buildings for all I know.
Yeah, around the area. Yeah.
The next thing I remember, and this is where it gets fucking crazy,
mm-hmm.
is waking up in a chair, like a lounge chair, like a living room chair, you know, like a big stuffed chair.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in this chair. I'm soaked. My head's leaning back, so I think I was asleep and I didn't just kind of have a moment of clarity.
Yeah.
I'm waking up. I see movement out of the corner of my eye and I think if I just sit perfectly still, it's dark. Maybe they won't notice I'm here. And I'm sort of looking around the room. I think I'm fairly positive because of the events that followed that I woke up in someone's living room. And I did not know these people.
Oh, what the fuck happened? Jesus Christ.
So I kind of wake up. There's movement. I'm like, okay, if I sit perfectly still, it's dark. Maybe they're just going for a drink of water. They won't notice me. Then the lights come on.
And like, Jesus, creepy.
And there's a man. And I don't remember all the details, like what was said. I'm pretty sure I kind of acted groggy.
Yeah.
And I probably wasn't acting very hard. I'm like, oh man, what? Oh, oh hi. And so God. He's like, I remember this guy being extremely polite. And in retrospect, like at the time, I thought he was just being a really cool guy.
Yeah.
In retrospect, I think he was probably terrified. Because I've got this, you know, if you don't know me, I could be kind of a scary looking dude. I got my motorcycle boots and my leather jacket and I'm soaked. I got a beard. I'm an adult man you don't know sleeping in your living room. Obviously wasted. Who knows? I could be on PCP. I could be about to gouge your eyeballs out and eat them. You don't know.
Fucking leather jacket.
Plus, yeah. Earlier that night at the bar, I'm kind of skipping around, but when I was still kind of together, there was this chick across the bar from me that I hadn't really talked to at all or anything. And I went outside to have a smoke and she was out there too. And we kind of talked a little bit. I guess it was her 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't think she looked that old. So I told her as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do you hear that? Ooh. That's thunder. It's disgusting outside right now.
It is.
Hopefully we don't lose power. Yeah. Anyway, and she said to me that I looked mean. She said, why do you look so mean? And I said, I don't know. I didn't realize I did look mean.
That's great.
Do I need to smile more? And she said, yes. So I tried to smile more throughout the night. But so a total stranger told me that night that I looked mean.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So then I wake up in this guy's living room.
What is he thinking?
My guess would be he thought I looked mean as well.
Yeah.
So he's kind of talking to me and this is the really weird part because I don't know for sure what I saw, but I'm fairly certain that while I was sitting in the chair and this guy's talking to me, I saw a little person sit up from the floor, like they'd been laying on the floor kind of in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened, and this is more of a reconstruction than an actual remembrance, but I think what happened was I busted in on a sleepover, like a slumber party. Oh, I think there were a couple of little girls sleeping on the floor. And I just walked past them and sat down in a chair and went to sleep. And I don't know how long I was there.
Oh my God.
So, because what I think I remember is this little girl sitting up and like the guy maybe asked me how long I'd been there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. And the little girl sat up and kind of told him.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what she said.
So it's like a dad.
Okay. So then I get up and the next thing I remember is him asking me where I'm trying to go.
Yeah.
And he got online. I told him the street I lived on and he got online and Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of pointed and said, that's that way. And then he kind of walked me out. And I remember apologizing and being like, man, dude, I'm so sorry. You're being, for the record, you're being really cool about this. Like way, way cooler than you probably should be.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, yeah, okay. Just and
get
so then
the
I
fuck out.
Then I guess I left and I don't remember what happened after that.
Oh my
The next thing I remember is kind of coming to in this chair I'm in right now in front of my computer. And I posted on my Facebook in this long line of comments after when I posted any hot babes want to meet me at the can.
Yeah.
There was this long line of comments. And at the bottom of it, I posted, I think on the way home, I ended up in some guy's living room. I do not recommend it. And I spelled recommend wrong. And I don't normally do that. So that's like the best sign of me being trashed.
I'm wasted.
I remember that taking a long time to type.
Oh my God.
And I think somebody like God. Facebook chatted me and I said, I love you. Like the first thing I said was, I love you. Like they're like, what's up, playa? And I'm like, I love you. And then I went to sleep and I woke up the next day. I'm soaked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dirty too. That's the weird part. Well, one of the weird parts. Because
covered in mud?
I'm soaked, which kind of makes sense because I think it was raining.
Yeah.
But like I'm really, really soaked. Like the inside of my jacket, like the lining is all soaked. I had a pack of cigarettes. I pulled them out. This isn't going to be useful to the listeners, but I saved one of the cigarettes so I could show you. Look at this.
Oh my, what the fuck?
It's all brown and water stained.
Jesus, yeah.
And I had this piece of paper in my pocket. This is like a pay stub I just had that I was carrying around. Look how filthy this is. It's covered in dirt.
Fucking
Jesus, like actual,
it's like you took
clumps
it out
of dirt
and rubbed it into the ground.
But I didn't. That was in my pocket. It's covered in clumps of dirt. So I think at some point I may have either there's a pond over here. I may have fallen into it somehow.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Or maybe I like decided to take a nap on the ground somewhere. I don't know, but at some point I was rolling around in dirt.
You took your coat off, yeah, like, woo,
rolling around.
And I kind of hope that happened after I left that guy's house, because otherwise his poor chair is just soaked and covered in drunk dirt, drunk filth. So, yeah, I got home, I went to sleep, I woke up the next day confused as fuck.
Yeah.
And I honestly am surprised I made it home based on the things I do remember.
How, like, the fuck?
I've driven down, like, the, okay, for one thing, the path to this bar is basically a straight shot.
Yeah.
Like, there's my street, I make a right, and then that's it. And then it's straight, and there's the bar.
There it is. Yep.
So I don't, and I've, you know, driven through there a few times since then, and I've been trying to figure out maybe which buildings I was banging on and maybe where's this house that I went in?
Yeah.
I can't puzzle that together. I don't even have like a maybe. Like, it might have been this one. I haven't seen a house that looked like I could have maybe wandered up to it. So who knows where the fuck I was?
Jesus.
Somehow I eventually made it home and I was fine. I'm extremely lucky I didn't get arrested.
Yeah.
Thrown in the drunk tank.
Oh my God. Can you imagine what they're going through, that family or whatever? Like, what just happened? Let's talk about this. Why did the little girls let you in? Did he?
I'm fairly certain they just left the door unlocked.
And you just wonder.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened is, you know, I was banging on these doors at these businesses trying to get in. It obviously wasn't working. I moved along. I saw another building.
Yep.
And I tried the door because that's what I was doing. And it worked. And I was like, yes, finally. And I saw a couch. I was like, oh, heaven.
Yeah.
Or a chair.
A chair.
And I sat down and took a nap.
Oh my God. My question.
Okay.
Because this, like, the first time you did this, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, Kyle's getting out there and this will make for good shit on the show.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know. What will the next step be? Like,
I'm torn.
You are so lucky you didn't get arrested.
Part of me wants to go again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because if I can make myself stick to two pitchers, because that's what I had the first time, and I didn't quite finish the second pitcher, that'll get me good and drunk, but not blackout drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And if I cut myself off after the second pitcher, I will be okay. And I know that now, you know?
Yeah.
That was part of the experiment, I guess. If I don't accept any shots from anybody and I stick to those two pitchers, I should be fine.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to go back knowing that, you know, I know my limit now.
Yeah. No liquor.
But because I don't remember leaving the bar,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I was kicked out. I don't remember if I left it, you know, on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
Because as crazy drunk as I must have been later when I'm trying to break into houses, who knows what I was doing when I left the bar,
breaking,
you know?
Shit. Yeah,
I could have been like grabbing asses and trying to make out with the bartender and then yelling, fuck you, with my middle fingers up, you know, spinning. I could have tried to pick a fight. I have no idea. I could have shat all over the walls. I don't think I did because my ass was clean the next morning. But
that's really...
So who knows? I could go back and they could give me the death glare and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But part of me wants to try it again because aside from the scary aftermath, mm-hmm. I had a good time. It's been a sort of a successful experiment.
I think, this is bad advice from a friend, but I think you should go back just to ask. Like,
I feel like I have to ask.
Just please. Like, entertain me. Just tell me what I did, please. And I apologize if anything.
I feel like I have to ask if I go back. Ask the bartenders at the very least. Did I do anything before I left last week? Did I leave on good terms?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember.
And I think they'll be cool with that. Because, fuck, man, I'm sure people have left on bad terms and came back. And they're like, just behave yourself. And they're like, yeah, fuck, whatever.
Well, Give me a drink. The worst part of it is if I did leave on bad terms, that really sucks because before I blacked out, I was having a great time and we were all friends. The bartenders, me, everybody at the bar. It was like the best time. So I ruined it then if I left on bad terms.
Yeah,
you know, shit. Like I remember the bartender saying like, this is the most they've heard me talk, you know, because I've always hung out with my friends away from the bar. And the last time I was there at the bar, I didn't say anything really.
Yeah.
So like, this is the most we've ever heard you talk and we were all having fun. I don't know. Felt good about it until I woke up in that guy's house.
Oh, God, I'm trying to imagine. Because I know the area, everything around here is businesses or really apartment complexes. There's no real houses in the area unless you ventured way out. But Jesus.
Yeah. I suppose I may have busted into a ground level apartment, but I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it was a house.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Shitty. That is one blackout story I wish I never have in my lifetime.
Well, you know what? If it had ended with me in jail, I guess it still would have been good to talk about on the show, but I would have more regrets.
Yeah.
Because of the relatively happy ending for what happened, it's kind of just a funny story.
Yeah.
But it could have been much worse, and it is kind of a scary, like, warning.
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
I just remembered another thing that happened at the bar.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm about to burp. Oh, there we go. Okay. Later in the night when I was pretty drunk, I came back to the bar. I'd like wandered away to talk to somebody. Oh yeah, there was this chick who said, who was trying to scare me when I went out for another cigarette. Like she kept jumping at me and I kept like freaking out like she was going to cause an earthquake.
Yeah.
Which I think she took offensively at first because she thought I was calling her fat. And then there was another girl that I was calling a dinosaur. I have a tendency to do that when I'm really drunk. Give people nicknames that make no sense. But yeah, so I went off to talk to that girl about causing earthquakes and stuff. And then I came back to the bar and somebody had taken my seat. So for a while, I was just standing there. And then there was an empty seat next to me. So I took that seat. And then this girl came back and that was apparently her seat. She didn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But after a while, I was like, oh, did I steal your seat? And she's like, oh, no, you're fine. And I was sitting there for a while and I was like looking around and I spotted another chair, like a tall chair that would fit up at the bar. And I said, okay, here, take your seat. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, yeah, I got a plan. All you got to do is take the chair. Don't worry about it. I got the rest. Oh, and I went and I got another chair. And then so, oh, it was, it's not really relevant, except that I thought it was funny. It was a black girl.
Ooh.
And then later, I'm sitting right next to this black girl.
Yeah.
And like, she's doing stuff on her phone and I'm being nosy and asking her about it.
Dear
like,
God.
But no, it was all good. Like we were having a good time. She was laughing and stuff. We were having fun. And then there was this weird douchey white guy who was at least as drunk as I was and seemed offended that I was talking to this girl. Like, I think there were two girls and I think he was trying to like make something happen.
One of those, yeah.
Like he seemed very territorial and possessive.
Ugh. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think anything really bad happened unless it happened after I blacked out. But I remember a couple of times him giving me dirty looks and like, and like kind of putting his arms around the girls like he's trying to like,
they're mine.
Yeah, yeah, these are my black girls.
I'm not here to have a good time. I'm just here to score.
Yeah. And that was really weird. Like, there's a little part of me when I'm at the bar, pretty much every time I'm at the bar, that's afraid I'm going to somehow get in a fight because drunk people.
Some asshole, yeah.
Because drunk people, like, people get drunk differently. Mm-hmm. I'm, for the most part, a happy drunk. When I get past a certain point, I'm a fucking crazy drunk. I'm impossible to even understand.
Yeah.
Like, at the point where I was banging on doors and shit, if you had tried to have a conversation with me, I can't imagine how it would have gone. Like, what are you trying to do? This door is like, it's like it thinks it's the shit, you know? This door is like...
But it's not. It's
why?
Not.
You don't know me, door. Man.
I knew it's the like, combination.
It's like this door is like everybody's door, you know? And it's just... It should open up for me because it's like... This is like a public... I don't know, man. But I'm, for the most part, I'm a happy drunk. And a lot of people are angry drunks.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm a little bit on edge about sometimes. And I could see if I had pushed things that guy could have gotten like pissed off and that could have went somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw another guy at the bar earlier in the night that had threatened to fight me at some point.
Jesus.
This weird meatball guy, this meathead. Like he's kind of thick, like muscly, but he's really short and his head's really round.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. And he just looks like he's kind of roided out. like he's going to get, and he got mad at me one time when you were there.
Yeah.
Do you remember he was with our friend Jess? And he was like, you guys want to fight? And I was like, no, why would I want to do that? We're like, and eventually he laughing. Left.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw him there and I was slightly worried he'd remember me and try to start some shit, but he didn't.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I think I might try it again.
Okay. Just be careful. Goddamn.
I did post today on Facebook. I posted, if I post something about hot babes accompanying me to the can tomorrow night, try to stop me. Either that or come along to babysit, I guess. Yeah. But I think I might try it again tomorrow night.
All right.
And we'll see what happens. I will stick to my two pitchers. Yeah, I will have a strict no shots policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time any strangers ever offered to buy me shots, which is partly why I took it, because it was like, this is a good sign, you know? Like,
I'm a little worried, though.
Yeah?
Because
well, fuck you. You could have came. No, you have Facebook. You saw me posting about the bar. In fact, I think that Friday, the night after the show, you had said, let me know if you want to go out
exactly,
and do anything.
Yeah.
And I fucking did.
I know.
Where were you, homie?
Not on
my
Facebook.
My wingman.
I'm sorry.
Shit.
I didn't think you were going to do it again.
Shit, son.
But anytime I've gone out to a bar and I'm like, let's just stop by real quick, grab a beer.
Mm-hmm.
It never turns into that. It turns into pitchers and liquor and fun.
Well,
happy fun hugs.
I think that's
everybody's great.
Not to be a dick, but I think that's kind of a dumb fucking idea in the first place. Let's stop by the bar and have a few beers. Like, yeah. Why? Have a few beers at home then. If that's all you want to do is have a few beers. Like, let's have a few beers at a table someplace.
And tip.
Yeah. And pay extra.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time. High five.
I don't know. That just seems weird to me. Yeah. Like, if you wanted to go grab a burger, like, that's one thing, because, like, you can't go. Well, I mean, you can make a burger at home, but, like, a restaurant has stuff that you don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, if you just want to go to the bar and have a couple of Miller Lights or whatever.
Yeah, it is.
You're just going to go home and have a couple more Miller Lights. So, why?
What's the point?
Yeah.
I've been like, I'm like, I don't want to go home, but I got to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's just go get a beer, you know? I've done that. And it never turns into just a beer.
Yeah.
So I'm a little worried. If you can stick to beer, then okay.
Well, I think I can. And that was my plan, but my plan was slightly foiled by a friendly person offering me shots all night.
Because depending on what may happen, you might not just be in jail overnight to sober up, you know.
Well, and when I got that third pitcher.
Might be a couple, few, 13 months. I don't know.
The bartender asked me if I wanted another pitcher. And I remember going, yeah, let's do it. And now I know that when I start going, that should end with a no.
Yeah.
That's when I should stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of knew that already, but now I have more of an idea, you know, of where the line really is.
Do you think you could immediately show up? Yeah, I'll take a picture. Oh, hey, I have a limit. If you could just, you know.
I don't like that idea. I think they'd be cool with it.
I don't think they'd do it.
No, I think they would.
Like,
because
sure,
at a certain point, it almost is a bartender's job to cut people off.
Yeah.
Well, like, if they see you falling over and shit, they will cut you off. And they, like, I've seen people get kicked out for being, you know, too fucking drunk. There is a certain point where they will cut you off. And if I gave them a point to cut me off, I think they'd go with it up until the point where I started saying, no, I changed my mind. No. And then I'd get kicked out, you know.
Relapse.
Right. Yeah. But I don't like that idea because I don't like putting that on them.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
not your fucking... Like when people try to quit smoking or quit drinking and they're like, don't you let me...
Yeah,
like,
that's
okay,
true.
Okay, fuck you, because you know when you're Nick fitting like crazy and I'm there and you're trying to buy cigarettes and I start trying to stop you, you're going to be like, no, I changed my mind and it's going to be a fight. Fuck you, don't put that on me.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. So I don't want to do that to other people. Right. I'm pretty sure I can handle it because it wasn't like I was crazy... I didn't know my limit with the beers.
You get caught up in the moment too.
And I didn't really
think
about
it. You're like, another drink? Sure, I'm still here.
But it's not like I blacked out first and then drank a bunch of shots.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I just didn't quite know where the limit was. And now I have a pretty defined limit. Two pitchers and I'm done. And that's it.
Yep.
So I think I could handle it.
Maybe eat, you know, some crackers before. I don't know. Slow down the absorption.
I don't know how. Yeah, I guess
I don't know how that works. It doesn't.
I guess I'm thinking more about like the hangover cure. Mm-hmm. You know, like eat a bunch of bread.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
But I guess it's true that if your stomach is full of other shit, that it'll take longer the alcohol to go into effect. But it is all still going to hit you eventually. It's not like having other people say the bread absorbs the alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, sure, but then the bread gets digested and all the alcohol in the bread. It gets digested.
Exactly.
Like it's all the same. If anything, it just slows it down.
Yep.
So maybe, on the plus side, I wasn't really hungover so much
the
next
amazing.
Day. Yeah. Well, it's especially amazing because I'm always hungover after a night of drinking.
Yeah. Even if you have, you know, just a few.
It might be because I slept most of the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. So roommate Mike, I asked him the next day, do you remember me coming home last night? And he says he wasn't out and about, like he wasn't in the living room or anything, but he heard me come home and he said he was pretty sure it was around 5:30. Now the bars around here close at 2.
Yeah.
So there's 3.5 hours unaccounted for that I was just out.
God. And it's what What's the walk? Like,
the walk
15
is,
minutes, 10
if,
minutes?
Yeah, if I walked as slow as possible, it's like half an hour tops.
Yeah.
Like, and that's if I'm being, like, making a couple stops to, like, rest, you know?
Oh,
like, it's not a long walk at all.
So, you were at this guy's house for maybe at least an hour.
Who knows? Who fucking knows how long I was wandering around that building, kicking the doors, how long I took a nap in a pond or whatever I did.
Oh, man.
Who fucking knows?
Good times.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, on that note, I think I want to take a break real quick.
All right, sounds good.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
We're back.
Welcome back.
How's everybody doing? Probably about the same as you were before we left.
We got a voicemail this week.
Yeah.
Only one. But I do want to mention real quick that somebody tried to call in a couple times. I think it was Austin. And at the time, I'd been messing around with settings and stuff, and Skype wasn't set up to go to voicemail.
Yeah.
So they may have thought I was like hanging up on them or dicking around or something. But it's good now. So if you call again this week, it should be fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that. But yeah, we got one voicemail, so I will play that now.
All right.
Hey, Chad. This is Duve. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to the dumpster, the blue one, located near parking spot number 43, just to the left of parking spot number 43. You need to investigate the lower right rear corner of the brown fence that surrounds that dumpster. Check in crevices. Check around that. Look to the back of the dumpster for a directional arrow marking the direction you want to be looking. All right. Later.
Oops. So do you know what he's talking about?
No.
Yeah. He's talking about... This is some fucking secret agent shit. There's a dumpster. There's a blue dumpster outside my apartment.
Yeah.
With a brown fence around it. Right next to parking spot 42 or whatever he said.
Wow.
Right after I got this voicemail, I went out and I looked.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the directional arrow he was talking about, but like tucked into the fence, like hidden behind this board that had been kind of pried up.
Oh, man.
Was a gold envelope.
Oh, there's a gold envelope.
And inside the gold envelope was a card.
Yeah.
And inside the card was some money.
Oh, my God.
Now, the card, thank you for the money, by the way. And that was an odd way to do it, but it was an exciting way to do it.
That was risky. We're in the hood, nigga.
I don't know how... I don't know if there's anybody around here, like, scouring the dumpsters.
That's true.
Although, if he'd been spotted, they might have thought he was kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're doing hanging out by that dumpster. But anyway, so the card is like it's a standard greeting card kind of thing you'd pick up
at any
store's greeting card department or whatever. But it says, God bless you at the top. It's a religious card.
Oh.
And there's like a little passage here on the front,
mm-hmm.
and he crossed out some of the words.
That's great.
And he wrote the type of word. He made it into a Mad Lib.
Ah.
So.
Creative.
Would you like to play some religious greeting card Mad Libs with me? Okay. So the first type of word I'm going to need is a verb.
Ooh. quick.
Nope. That would be an adverb. Well, or an ad, that would actually be an adjective. A verb would be like doing something.
Hmm.
Like if you wanted to use quick, like run, like like I ran quickly.
Way to go, Ryan. Let's see, flap.
Okay, flap. An adjective ending in ness, which
ness?
Isn't quite right because it's actually a noun.
Yeah.
But it has to end in ness, and it like the root of it is kind of an adjective.
Yeah.
Like if you like happiness.
Like happiness.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with happiness.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that, yeah.
That's kind of cheating.
I know. A little bit.
Luckily, I didn't give you the actual word. I need a noun.
Fingertip.
Fingertip. I need another noun.
Zipper.
zipper. I need another verb.
Sorry, I'm trying to paint a picture here. Open.
Okay, open. I need a plural noun.
Plural noun. testicles.
Okay. Testicles.
Yes, 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 yes.
Another noun.
Grand Rapids.
Okay. That's kind of a weird one.
Oh, it's the worst part. I know it's not gonna.
And I need an adjective.
What's a dirty word that I'm thinking of? Hairy. Fuck it.
Hairy. And then actually, there's a little bit on the inside of the card.
Yeah.
So I need another verb and another noun.
Verb and noun. Jump.
Okay. Jump. And a noun.
Vagina.
Vagina. Okay.
Please work. Mad Libs, so, let me down.
The card says, God bless you. As you flap, may the Lord draw you close to him in this time of happiness. See, happiness.
Damn it.
May you feel his tender fingertip with each zipper you open. May you... that actually worked surprisingly well. May you sense his loving testicles.
I do.
May you sense his loving testicles around you and his gentle Grand Rapids whispering to you. Yeah. You are never, ever hairy.
Okay, okay.
Then on the inside of the card, it says, God will tenderly jump you. God will tenderly jump you. Sharing in your sadness, praying for your vagina.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Then Dave wrote on the inside, he wrote, hope you enjoyed religious Mad Libs. if you use this money /4 sluts, post pics in the forums.
Ooh.
Dove. I probably won't.
Oh, man. Guys' night out.
Dude, you'd never go.
Oh, man.
Dude, I could be like, dude.
There are sluts here right now.
Right now. And you'd be like, man, I got a baby coming.
That's my excuse for everything.
Yeah. All right. You want to go like grab a burger or something? No, man, I got a baby coming, you know. Shit's real right now.
Yeah. I'm just so busy.
Right.
With this unborn piece of shit.
But I liked that. That was kind of fun, like the weird secret agent thing. Like the drop is in place. Above the eagle has landed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And again, I'm not going to mention how much money was there because I still don't know. You know, nobody ever specifies. So, but it was very nice.
Yes.
So thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. You the man.
In other completely unrelated news, you know, my dream journal?
Oh, no.
That I hadn't been filling out, really. I filled it out a couple times and then I kind of gave up on it. Well, I had another weird fucking dream the day after the day I got blackout drunk.
The big
drunk.
Day, yeah.
And I wrote some of it down when I was kind of half asleep. So what I have written here is invisible cats that make sound equals good. Visible cats that are silent equals evil, bloodthirsty. Then I wrote, found a kid hiding in an apartment from an evil cat named Eats. Eventually, I shot Eats in the head.
Ooh.
Now, what I remember from this is, this was like, you know how dreams sometimes kind of morph into each other?
Yes,
like you'll be dreaming about one thing and then in the same dream, it turns into a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what was going on before, but the dream kind of morphed into this weird sort of thriller action movie kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this guy chasing cats and there were these cats all over that didn't make any sound and they were evil.
Yeah.
There were good cats around too that did make sound, which made everything confusing. Because there were evil cats not making sound, but you would still hear meow, meow, because there were invisible good cats that were meowing.
I love it.
Which was kind of weird. And then I was having to kill evil cats. Like I was trying to like save people from these evil cats. Like I busted into this one apartment and there was a kid hiding like behind a chair or in a cupboard or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about his cat Eats that had gone evil. And it was this black cat. And I know at some point I cornered the cat. I got it under my boot. So it's like on its back and my boot's on its belly. And it's like freaking out, like trying, like it would be hissing and meowing at me.
Yeah.
But it was silent because it was an evil cat. And, and part of this was there were a few good normal cats around that were visible. So like that was, it was a good thing I noticed that, because if I hadn't, I would have just been shooting every cat I saw because I had a gun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've got Eats, this evil cat, under my boot, and I shot him in the face a bunch of times.
Oh, God.
And I think that was basically the end of the dream.
Yeah.
But that was interesting.
How graphic did it get? Was it like blood everywhere?
I don't remember. Because it's a dream, it was kind of weird. Like, have you ever had a dream where you were trying to punch and you just can't do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like you're punching through water or mm-hmm. like something, like your arms are too tired or slow. Well, in a similar way, when I was trying to shoot the cat in the head, it wasn't working. Nothing was happening until I started going pow, 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 with my mouth. And then the gun started working.
That's great.
But yeah, I don't really remember visually what it looked like when I shot the cat in the head. Like maybe it was kind of like a movie and it cut away. I don't remember. Because my dreams are kind of like movies sometimes. Like there are different camera angles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
That's how all guns should work.
Yeah. Click, click, click. What the fuck? Okay. Pew, pew. Now it's working. There we go.
Come on, soldier. We're at war.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, that was really weird. Like,
that's great.
There's something about like the good cats being invisible, like you can't find them, but you can hear them, and the bad cats being silent. That was just really, I don't know. It's a weird, I don't know how to explain it. It's a weird dynamic. Like, like in a way, it kind of made sense somehow.
Yeah, and I can put myself in that position. Yeah, like that would make a very interesting short film.
Yeah. God. And of course, it's the good cats that you can, like, you can't find the good cats to save them.
Yeah, because... Well,
and you can't hear a bad cat sneaking up on you.
It's the perfect balance.
You're totally fucked, man.
Thriller. Yeah, I love it.
So on the Facebook today and the Twitter, like I do, I asked what's up. I think what I said was, hey, all you sucka MCs, anything in particular on your minds this week? And Marleykin said, please discuss why Aileen hates me. I don't know why. I've always loved Aileen, and now Aileen is posting hates Marleykins in his tagline or whatever on the forums. What the fuck? Why does everyone always gang up on me? Is it because I'm a lady? And then Miss Nick said a sexy lady. So I did notice in the forums Aileen's little, you can, I don't know what you call them, but there's like a little phrase underneath your name in the forums.
Pretty
a lot of forums
typical.
Have these, yeah. And usually it'll say like newbie or member and that kind of thing. But yeah. On our forums, we kind of left it open. You can change it to whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so like mine says Podmaster General. Yeah. I think yours says Internet Airwave Super Soldier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Aileen's right now says hates Marleykins.
What an asshole.
Which I actually think is really funny.
Just randomly.
But, and then he actually, wait. Maybe it was last week's episode or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think recently Marleykins posted something and then Aileen posted, haha, get raped Marleykins or something like that.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I think somebody posted something like that. Maybe it wasn't directed towards Marleykins. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was Aileen. Haha, get raped. Which I thought was really funny. But for the record, because I have said things before, and I'm pretty sure she knows, but for the record, like I think last week or maybe the week before, I said something, and I don't remember what the context was, but I said something about Marleykins dying and that not being a big deal.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
Oh, I said something about her maybe killing herself. Mm-hmm. And I said, but that's okay or something like that. Yeah. Truly, I love you, Marleykins.
Yeah, we love
you're the best. I love you. So just keep that in mind next time I say it's okay if you kill yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Aileen posted that. I don't know if he means it. And to be perfectly honest, I don't care either way.
I don't care.
If he really does hate you, well, then somebody on the internet hates you, I guess. I guess you'll just have to
deal. You gotta fight your own battles, Marleykins.
Yeah. And then Austin Trees posted to the Facebook, which he doesn't do very often.
Mm-hmm.
He said he posted shakethatbear.com. Did you happen to check that out?
I did.
Yeah. What it is it takes you to a video of a man and a woman shooting a bear out of a tree.
Yeah.
Which is weird, kind of weird to begin with.
Yeah, before you get to the video, it has like a disclaimer, like, you know, if you're...
Oh, it's adult material.
Yeah, you know, if you're not an adult or you can't handle being offended or if you're going to be offended, you know, click here.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, what is this? Ooh.
Yeah. Well, then you go to it, and then it's a, like I said, it's a couple out hunting, shooting a bear out of a tree, and eventually the bear falls out of the tree.
Yeah, and you're like, what?
And
what
they're like
this?
Celebrating, like, yeah, we got the bear. And then the scene cuts, and the woman has her pants pulled down. She's bent over the dead bear,
yeah.
And the man is fucking her from behind.
Just
over the dead bear, like on a bear corpse. They're fucking on a bear corpse and they're loving it. Like they're really excited about this.
Yeah.
Now I have no idea where this originally came from. I don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah. Who
knows? You know, because you never get a great look at the bear moving. So it could have been like a fucked up stuffed bear from the beginning, and then it falls out of a tree, and now there's a dead bear corpse. But and I didn't have my headphones on at the time, so I don't know what the audio was like. I don't know what their conversation was.
Just typical fucking. Just oh, and
but they did seem really into it. Like when they were like, this was the best. Fucking on a dead bear. I don't know. Like, how does that occur to you? You know, like it's one thing like to shoot a bear. Like I can kind of, I have no interest in shooting a bear, but I can kind of understand like the sort of conquering of nature, like this badass thing that could totally kill you and you killed it instead. Mm-hmm. I can sort of understand that, but then fucking on its corpse is a little, it goes beyond my personal ability to understand.
Yeah. People are out there with what they're into.
Right. Well, you're kind of out there. Would you ever fuck on a bear?
No.
What if, like, there just happened to be a dead bear around, and you were like, well, we were going to fuck anyway. What if you were in the woods, and you were going to fuck in the woods, and then you stumble upon a recently deceased bear, and you're like, well, of all the places in the woods, it's actually kind of the most comfortable. It's this big, soft
everything thing. Else on the ground would have to be like prickers or cacti.
At that point, you would fuck on the bear. You wouldn't be like, well, fuck these woods. Let's go home and fuck
He's
indoors.
He's gone. It's just flesh, whatever. Right, Let's do this.
Yeah.
Maybe in that instance. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, people are into weird shit. Never phases me. Yeah, that's so far out there.
Go ahead.
So many people post things to get attention and be that fame on the internet, you know, that 15 minutes of fame.
I don't know though, because I guess, well, I don't know where it originally came from. So maybe when they originally posted it, it was like, check us out, you know, but on shakethatbear.com, it's just a video with no explanation as to who these people are or, you know, so it's not really like fame.
Yeah. And I'm so weird. I'm like analyzing the video, like the people in it, and they're okay. They don't look bad. Like the chick isn't weird, gross looking. So it's like, oh, just some creeps.
I thought she was pretty good looking, actually, for a chick fucking on a bear.
Really like good looking. So
I wouldn't have expected a woman that good looking to want to fuck on a dead bear.
Yeah. So you're like, you try to think, like, how did this come to be?
Right.
Because she's good looking. So it's like, what's like good looking chicks aren't into that weird of shit, you know?
I don't know. I guess they are.
What's going on here?
I guess they are. So I want to put this out there to everybody in the forums. Mm-hmm. Have you ever fucked on a dead bear? Or let's just broaden it. Have you fucked on any dead animals?
Yeah. Or?
And insects don't count. Like maybe you rolled over and squished a spider. That's not an insect, but you rolled over, squished a spider, kept fucking. That doesn't count.
What would have to happen to where you would fuck over a dead bear?
Are you asking me or the forums?
The forums, yeah. Mm. What would have to happen?
Because I think the only way I would fuck on a dead bear, well, there are two circumstances I can think of. One would be if somehow I didn't know I was fucking on a dead bear, which seems pretty hard, like a hard circumstance to come by.
Yeah.
And the other is if I was wasted. Because if I was wasted, like if I'm really wasted, a lot of times I want to fuck. Mm-hmm. And everything else kind of goes out the window. Like, should I or shouldn't I? There is no should I or shouldn't I. There's just like, can I? Yeah. And if there's a dead bear and it's accommodating, let's do it.
Yeah. I'm picturing like a rainy day. It's cold, in the mood, and there's no other spot. You know, I have to do this quick or, you know, it's so cold. My boner's going to go down. Fuck it. This freshly dead, warm bear.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe that's what happened to me walking home is I ended up cuddled up next to a dead bear. Just, oh, so nice. Oh, dead bear. That's why I was all dirty.
Yep.
So that's that. Then Marleykins and Miss Nick start discussing on the Facebook. They started discussing starting a women's only post in the forums where only ladies can post so that the ladies can stick together.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine the kind of things that would go on in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
Fisting.
Yeah. Sexual things.
It's all fisting videos. Yeah. It's all it is. It's back and forth. But I'm not allowed to go in there. So
How do you like this? I shaved a certain shape.
Right.
How do you like it?
Oh, come on. We're all girls here. We're all adults. Yep. Jeez. Like, you guys don't ever compare your dick hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't, by the way. Just for the record. And that's pretty much it for the Facebook. Then Duve Dave asked, did you find it? To which he was obviously referencing the card.
It all makes sense now. Right. I was so confused. Like, did you find what?
Why would
he put that in the forum? Anyway.
Then on the Twitter, Jeff said, my wife just told me she's going to start playing with the pheasant. I hope that means we're eating a bird for dinner. Then he said, P.S. I didn't hunt it, which is kind of a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Tell us about your strangest meal. Weirdest dish, tastiest, or most disgusting. Don't say Teddy Grahams. Yeah. So weirdest meal. Weird.
I'm gonna go play with a pheasant.
I don't know.
Yeah, the woman I'm with. That must mean she's going to hunt a pheasant.
What? He didn't happen to elaborate later and say if he did end up eating a bird or not. So I don't know what that was about. Playing with the pheasant. But yeah, weirdest meal. What's your weirdest meal?
Oh, I think we can both agree. Maybe. Mine was the squid, the fried squid, calamari.
I don't think that was my weirdest.
Wow.
Because when I was in Japan, I went to a sushi place.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I went to a couple of places. One, I went to this nice sit-down restaurant with this Japanese guy I met.
Yeah.
And he insisted on taking me and my girlfriend at the time to this nice little restaurant. And then he proceeded to laugh at me when I couldn't use chopsticks, and he ordered me a fork from the wait staff. The funny thing is he almost seemed offended, like, or annoyed, because he got me a fork and he's like, just don't even stop trying. Just take the fork. But, we ate jellyfish, which was weird. Like, if he hadn't told me it was jellyfish, I might've thought it was some kind of weird vegetable. It was kind of crunchy almost, mm-hmm. like crunchy like a vegetable, you know. And that was kind of bland and nothing really to it. And then at the sushi place I had octopus and squid and a bunch of weird stuff. Fucking and none of it was very good.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Ooh, yeah. Those tentacles look appetizing.
So I guess like
chewy as fuck.
In a way, that's kind of the weirdest stuff I've eaten.
That's some pretty out there shit.
When I was a kid, I was really into the Ninja Turtles. I may have mentioned this before at some point, but I was really into the Ninja Turtles, and they used to kind of, like, in the cartoon at least, I think, they would sometimes mention crazy pizzas, a pepperoni pizza with chocolate sauce or, you know, weird shit like that.
Yeah.
So one time I decided, like, we were ordering pizza, and I decided I was going to make peanut butter pizza.
Yeah.
So we got a pepperoni pizza, and then I, like, spread peanut butter all over the all across the top of it. And that was actually pretty good, like surprisingly good, but it was weird. And the worst thing about it was that the oil from the peanut butter and the oil from the pizza were all kind of just leaking out. Like heating up the peanut butter seemed to make the oil kind of leach out of it.
Yeah.
And so it got really oily, which I don't know why you're eating so much. It's in there whether you're eating it on a pizza or not.
That's true.
Like that's a real weird girl thing for you to do right now. Like, oh my God, peanut butter oil.
Just soaking in oil.
Oh, wow, I can't imagine. Like, your pizza's already greasy. Like, set it on a napkin for a minute and watch what happens.
Oh, yeah. I'm well aware it's there. It's just...
Yeah, that's weird that you just did that.
I know.
So, your weirdest dish really is
the calamari,
just the squid.
These little tentacles sticking out.
Yeah, I didn't even at the time, I didn't think that was that weird because they were all breaded. They looked like onion rings and they just, like, little baby onion rings.
Yeah, and if you just kind of ate it, it was like, meh, this isn't bad. You know,
it wasn't good. It was
breaded, pretty
bland and it was kind of chewy, but I didn't think it was that crazy.
Yeah, that sucks. That's the most out there thing I've eaten. Ugh.
Yeah.
Lame.
Most disgusting. I can't think of anything that was really disgusting that I've ever eaten. I don't really like cilantro.
Yeah.
Ooh. So that's kind of gross. No, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Same here.
So weirdest thing I've eaten was either octopus or peanut butter pizza.
All right.
Oh, and then at another time I did put chocolate sauce on a pizza. That wasn't as good. And it was messy, you know, because it like runs off.
Oh, man. That reminds me. I've eaten like a candy bar and then ate some cheese. Ooh. And it was fucking amazing. I don't know what it was.
Go ahead. But there's that reminds me of another weird thing I've eaten.
But I was thinking, like, what if you put some chocolate chips on a pizza you're baking? Like, that might work.
Yeah, it wasn't bad when I put chocolate sauce on it. It just wasn't as good. I think peanut butter kind of works because it's sort of salty.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a protein-based thing to begin with.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of works. But the other weird thing that I hadn't thought of until just now was chocolate cheese.
Yeah.
There's this like dairy lab at Michigan State University, because they have a lot of weird agricultural kind of things and stuff over there. And there's this like dairy lab that just makes weird fucking cheeses. And
I never knew.
When I was in high school, I think in like a home ec type of class or something, somebody brought some of that stuff in for us to sample. And one of the things they brought in was chocolate cheese. And it was actually pretty good. Like, it didn't taste much like cheese. It was kind of like fudge.
Yeah.
But it had like the same kind of texture sort of as like a cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
But it was brown and it kind of tasted like fudge with maybe just a hint of a cheese taste to it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that wasn't bad. And that's that. Yeah, that's about it.
Like,
I know you've got some stuff.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you this week?
I've wanted to talk about this for a while, but it just didn't really seem appropriate. I didn't really give a shit. But my superhero, fuck ass, you know, if I were ever to become one.
Right.
I needed like a theme song, and I always thought to write one, but going day to day to work and shit, I listen to this radio station because it's like Aldi's thing and I don't care to change it. It's the hip hop station.
Mm-hmm.
There's this song that keeps coming on, and I hear it and I hear it day after day for months.
Yeah.
But then I just kind of recently listened, like, I'm taking in the lyrics and I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking it.
Is that your theme song?
This is my theme song.
So how's it go?
He already wrote it, this fuck. Oh, here's how it goes. I'm just going to read it. I'm not going to like sing it, but just listen. Just leave with me now. Say the word and we'll go. I'll be your teacher. I'll show you the ropes. You'll see a side of love you've never known. I can see it going down. Have you heard this? Have you heard this song?
No.
In my head, I see you all over me. In my head, you fulfill my fantasy. In my head, you'll be screaming, no! In my head, it's going down. In my head, it's going down. My head, yeah. In my head, oh yeah!
So
basically what I took from this is like, there's a guy, and it's, you know, it's a club song. He's at the club or whatever. There's this guy just sitting there, and he's just thinking of all this shit he can do to this chick, and she's going to go along with it in my head.
You know. Well, until you got to the part where he says, in my head, you'll be screaming no, it just sounded like any other like hip-hop or R&B kind of damn girl, I'm going to fuck you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, in my head, you'll be screaming no. Takes a really dark turn right there.
If it's no, it might be O, but it sounds like no.
Okay.
And I like to go with no.
I bet it's O then. That makes a lot more
sense. Probably.
Because the rest of it's like, yeah, girl, you're going to like my dick. And then it's like, but you're going to protest, but I'm going to do it anyway.
This is like, every time I've gone to a club or a bar where there's dancing, there's always, this is such a like the solo black guy just waiting and lurking, and he's just fantasizing about all these chicks getting with him, and like they enjoy it. Like, I picture you wanting me,
because
why wouldn't you? You know, God, it's infuriating.
Yeah,
fuck off. That's like a mental illness, in my opinion.
We've talked before about how like I can't imagine like meeting a girl at a, like going to a bar to meet a girl or a club, you know, with the intention of going home with some chick. And then there's a little part of me that's like, kind of like with my experiments, that's a little afraid I'm going to.
Yeah.
Like, and
when you're drunk, man, you don't, sex just comes like, this is what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. And I'm having fun. You're having fun. Let's have fun.
The thing about that is, I guess I wouldn't care so much, except that I'm afraid I'm going to go home with some chick.
Mm-hmm.
And then chances are, if some chick wants me to go home with her, not the greatest chick.
You know? Oh, man.
So I'm going to wake up in some strange apartment somewhere next to some chick that I have no desire to even talk to again.
Classic.
And then, like, I don't know where I am.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. And I didn't drive.
You have to go through that.
Because I walked to the bar, so she had to drive.
Yep. Can you take me home?
Oh, yeah. Do I leave money on the nightstand? How does this work?
God.
And chances are, if I did do that, I probably would have blacked out. Mm-hmm. So
not worn a condom.
Right. Yeah.
Pregnant.
Yep.
Ugh.
Well, at least then we can have babies together, you and me. your baby will have a play date. Yeah.
But you're more like the baby daddy, and I'm just the father.
Hey, now, God. I am very responsible. I take care of my kids.
You might, if you go to the bar, hit up that gas station right by it and just do it. Just pick up some rubbers.
You know, I've thought about that because...
just in case.
I've never, for the most part, I've never been the kind of guy who needs, like, just to have some on him.
Yeah.
But I've thought about it, you know, unless I'm with a girl, like, consistently, like, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
How am I ever going to know when I would need some? So maybe I should just have some, you know?
But on the other hand, you might be so wasted, both of you, you know, you're not going to think to, oh, shit.
Well, I think if I had them, that's hard to say, but I think if I had them, I would be together enough to remember that I had them.
Yeah.
But who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you can, if you don't care for the condoms, at least try the asshole and maybe she might like it.
Okay. All right. You know what? Some girl I met at the bar, I don't trust my my open urethra in her butt. I'd almost rather have a condom at that point. Like if I'm going to go spelunking in her anus.
That'd be, you know what'd be funny? You just venture out, you know, to the can every Saturday. And I'll slowly see you adding more female friends, you know? I'll be like, Kyle, what's going on? Ah, I banged them all. All of them. Ooh.
I did once come home from the bar. This was like a group gathering, but I came home from the bar and drunkenly added someone on Facebook that I didn't really know.
It's so easy.
She accepted my friend request. Really? I don't know if we're still friends or not, but she did at the time accept my friend request, which I thought was actually kind of odd, but yeah.
A little weird.
Yeah. So
what else do I have?
Yeah. What else? What else?
This is just random shit I wrote down, but I'm going to throw it out there. And it's not entertaining at all, but you know what? Fuck you.
Good.
I thought of a rap name and I really thought it was cool.
For you?
Yeah. Okay. If I went big and it wouldn't work, but it really sounded cool to me. I think I might have dreamt it. It's a Suck It So Gangsta.
Kind of like Soulja Boy Tell 'Em?
Yeah. Suck It So Gangsta.
Like, it's not really a name. It's more of a phrase, but...
Who is that in that limo? Oh, my God. You don't know? It's Suck It So Gangsta. Oh, shit.
I always thought Soulja Boy Tell 'Em was kind of a funny name.
Yeah.
Because, like, why Tell 'Em? Like, why not just Soulja Boy?
And how would
like,
that
that's
stick?
Like if my name was, like, Kyle, go clean your room.
Wait, yeah, something like that.
Kyle, go clean your room. Like, you can call me just Kyle. I'll know what I know who you're talking to, but it's Kyle, go clean your room.
And somehow, you just get really big, and everybody stops thinking, like, what's the name? You know what? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It just sticks.
It's just
like,
weird.
Now you hear that, Soulja Boy, go tell him.
Like, why would I append a command to my name?
Why? How did that work? How was that successful?
I don't know.
Just shows if you have a big enough song.
If he came up with it himself, it's like he's telling himself to tell them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
You know what's weird to me is that if you think about it, a lot of these hip-hop artists, they, like, lately, they're not, like, they're on cribs with these huge houses, all these cars, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's not really because they made this great album that everybody likes. Nobody gives a fuck about all their songs except that one single. Like, they make all this money off of this fucking one song. Like, damn. Not everybody.
Yes and no.
Like, one or two.
Like, Soulja Boy, I know he had at least two that I was aware of. Right now, all I can think of is Crank That, you know?
Yeah.
Superman That Ho, that one. But I know he had at least one other one that I knew about, and I know he's had others that have been hits, and I just, you know, I'm not in that loop, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's really entirely fair to say that there's like this one hit and that's all it is. But if it's a big enough hit, that can do that to people, you know? All of a sudden...
It's crazy.
I'm a millionaire.
Over one song. What else do I have? Oh, I thought about this. Like... When you talk about getting with foreign girls, you know, and that's kind of hot to some guys, like the whole, they're not familiar.
It's kind of hot to rapists. Right. Oh,
anyway, it's especially hot because if you think about it, when they orgasm, you know, when you're fucking them, they orgasm in like an accent. They have that accent, you know, like from wherever they're from.
I think that would just make me giggle.
God.
Like,
oh, what was that? So like, you banging an Australian chick?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Jesus.
Oh, crikey. Oh, you're really hitting a spot there. Oh, stop yeah. It. Oh, David.
You're ruining
Come
David,
on.
Yeah.
Come on, David. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're really having a root here. Oh, yeah. Root around in there with your dick. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Or like for Paul, some Asian chick, like,
yeah. If it's anything like the Japanese porn I've seen, they'd be basically crying. Like, they sound like injured animals.
What is wrong They're with like, you?
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, they really look like they're not having a good time, which maybe, like, actually, I think that'd be great for you. Like, if you and Aldi ever break up and you're looking for a new foreign chick, Asian, go Asian. Because it's like rape every time.
Yeah.
Like, they consent, but not really.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you want to hear a weird story?
Yes.
Because we haven't done, like, a new story in a while, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Depressed man eats own finger. A severely depressed fellow in New Zealand severed his own finger, cooked it up with some vegetables, and ate it.
Oh, God.
Apparently, this is only one of 8 known cases of self-cannibalism. The incident was discussed in the scientific journal Australasian Psychiatry. From their report, quoted in the New Zealand Herald, at the end of 2008, following another personal crisis, and while not being fully compliant with his medication, he spiraled into another episode of depression. He experienced significant insomnia and suicidal ideation, and ruminated for days about cutting off his fingers. In an effort to seek reprieve from these thoughts, he tied a shoelace around his little finger to act as a tourniquet and cut the finger off with a jigsaw. He then cooked it in a pan with some vegetables and ate its flesh. His plan was to amputate another 2 fingers the following day. Mr. X reported initial excitement, non-sexual, and a sense of relief from his ruminations. Given the instantaneous benefit, he felt that there was no point in cutting off any more fingers. The man later regretted the act of self-harm, his first, because of its debilitating effect. Now, I've talked before about being kind of depressed.
Yeah, down and out.
Now, and I don't think that I qualify as clinically depressed when I get in those states. I think it's a different thing. But this doesn't sound like depression to me. This sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Like, there may be depressive episodes, you know, that go along with whatever this
is.
Yeah,
yeah.
But depression, I don't think, makes you want to eat your fingers.
No,
you know,
I'm
like,
so
that's,
sad, I just want to mutilate myself.
That's like a compulsion. You know, there are people who, like, they have these bad thoughts, and the only way to make them go away is to do certain things. Like people with OCD, like if I keep washing my hands, then I'll stop thinking about murdering my family or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like there are people with that kind of thing, and that's kind of what it sounds like to me, is like, I gotta cut my fingers off. I gotta cut my fingers off. I gotta cut my fingers off.
Yeah.
And maybe he was able to, you know, fend that idea off for a certain amount of time, and then one day he was unsupervised, and the voice got too strong. Off comes a finger, and lo and behold, it worked.
Yeah.
You know, the process of cutting his finger off probably sucked, but once he ate it, he was like, yeah, I feel good. Yeah. That's
the ticket. Yeah.
It's like the people who, like,
I love life,
who get limbs amputated because they just feel like, this fucking leg, man. I'm not supposed to have this fucking leg. I don't know how to explain it to you. It's like this shouldn't be here. It's like in my fucking way all the time. I don't need this leg. So they finally convince a doctor to get it amputated, and they genuinely feel better. Man, thank goodness that leg is gone.
Jesus.
Like, I may need crutches now, but you know what? It's worth it. Feels way more natural to me. Kind of the same, I guess, as people who think that they're supposed to have the other kind of genitalia.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Man, this dick
is in the way.
This dick, just, what is with this dick, man?
Holding me back.
Always there. I can't fucking deal with it. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about people who are transgendered or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like women who think they should be dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a dude, man. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a dude. I've got a vagina, but I'm a dude in here in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes no sense. I've mentioned that before because, like, you don't know what that means. You've never been a dude.
Exactly.
You don't know. Yeah. You just have some weird fascination with your genitals being wrong.
Yep.
And I was thinking about it. Like, I have a dick. Most of the time, I might as well not have a dick. Like, because I'm not thinking about it. You know, like, when I'm walking around with a pair of underwear and pants on all day doing other things, it's like it's not even there. Like, I'm not thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So for this person who doesn't have a dick to be constantly thinking about how they should have a dick, I think that's more of a fascination.
It is, yeah.
You know, like...
That's a good point.
Because I have one, and I don't think about it nearly as often as you do. That's weird. Like, normal day-to-day shit, it wouldn't even matter. So I think that's more of a weird mental thing, like a hang-up, than it is like an actual...
It's clearly not depression, yeah, the reason why they would turn to, why that guy would do that.
And everything other than, like, the genitals, really, and I guess the breasts, that I can think of... really, like, that defines men and women, for the most part, has nothing to do with being a man or a woman. It's all just societal bullshit that we kind of made up. Like, you know, depending on where you are, women are supposed to cover themselves at all times of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, so could you imagine being a man who's totally free to wear whatever you want, but being like, oh, man, I wish I, you know what, I just, I really think I should be wearing a burqa. I just, it just feels like I should. You know, that's what it's like to me when a man starts dressing in dresses. Like, if you want to do that, that's fine, but that's weird. Like, you, that's made up. That has nothing to do with being a woman. That's just the, like, the way we like it, you know?
That's not a thing,
Yeah.
I got this thing, you know, it's normal.
Like, when we were all living in caves or whatever, that didn't exist. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And we were, and like, women, like, I feel like I should, I'm a man, I feel like I should be a woman, so I shave my legs. That's, again, not a real thing. Like, back in the day, women were walking around like hairy beasts, and then nobody, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So it's just weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why, I can't think of anything other than the genitals that would make you feel like you should be the other sex.
I can't imagine.
So stop telling me, Orion, that you should have been born a woman. It's just, it's getting old.
It gets in the way. I want to turn it off sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That dick, man. Yeah,
I just come home from work and I'm like, dick. Oh, I just want it, but I don't, you know, God, turn it off.
A vagina would be so awesome, man.
She hasn't showered in like 3 days, but I still want it. Why?
Rationalize. Could you imagine if you got a sex change operation? And at first you were like, yeah, yeah, that's the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it... And then eventually you were like...
like a tattoo years down the line.
You were like...
Wait a minute.
You meet somebody who's like in the same position you were in, and you're like, don't do it, man. Believe me, take it from me, somebody who's been there, you're going to miss that dick. And, you know, there's only so much living vicariously you can do, you know, banging dudes who don't know you used to be a man. Getting access to that dick. There's only so much of that can you can do. And, you know, you just can't get it back. Is it possible to have a reverse sex change? Like, do you think there's a certain point where you go in and you're like, I changed my mind. I need my dick back. And they're like, yeah, there's only so much we can do. Like, after a certain point, it just turns to spaghetti down there. You know?
Yeah. At first, I was like, oh, they could probably do it. It'd just be really expensive.
But right.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, no. That reminds me, though, today.
Oh, God, what could that possibly remind you of?
I'm sorry.
I got to hear where this is going.
Oh, it's not that great. But a group of kids, like young kids, walked by, and I was outside on break while I was at work. And they were walking by and talking. I'm in my car. And one of them peeks in. He's just peeking in, you know, whatever. And he just shouts like, cool earrings, dude. Oh, and he's peeking in. I'm like, all right. Yeah, whatever. And they had to be like eight or nine years old. Like eight of them, you know?
Yeah.
Just walking around. And he's like, oh, I am going to do that. I'm going to go home. I'm going to do that. And all his friends are like laughing, you know? But he was serious.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. Like, don't do it.
Really?
Like, you can't.
I was going to ask you. You've had those for several years.
Holy
now.
Shit! Yes, God.
And if
like
you
almost
wanted, if you wanted to get rid of them, you would almost, I think, need some kind of reconstructive surgery at this point. Because it'll close up to a certain point, but you've stretched them out so far that Orion has gauged ears.
Oh,
he's got big circle, you know, holes through his ears. So if you wanted to get rid of them now, I don't think they would close up enough.
No, they basically I have the earring in, and the lobe is stretched out. When I take it out and leave it, say for like a week, the hole will close, but just because the lobe is like swelling up, you know, like fattening up, it just looks disgusting.
Like, they might shrink up a little bit, but it'll always be these weird floppy things.
And people ask, like, will that ever heal? Like, are you, come on, here, let me put my arm around you. Let's take a step back and think about this. Really?
Well,
do you really think
I can sort of see the question because that flesh is fairly... pliable, you know, like that's why you were able to stretch them out in the first place.
Yeah.
And people do get ear piercings all the time that eventually they stop wearing earrings and they close up.
Yeah.
Like you might see a little dent, but for the most part it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that. And if for most people, I think if they were thinking about doing something that drastic, they would want to know, can I undo this?
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it might seem like, well, if he did it, you must be able to undo it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I could see that.
But I'm curious, two things. One, if you could undo it now, would you?
Here's the tricky thing. If I could, I wouldn't undo it, but I wouldn't go, now that I think about it, I wouldn't go as large.
Yeah.
And this is why, because like when you get a 1-inch hole in your ear, it's like an aesthetic that only goes with a certain look. You know, it doesn't fit if I wear, you know, like a polo and Dockers.
You know,
it just doesn't work. It only
Now that you've got a kid on the way, you invested in a lot of polos and Dockers.
I have. I gotta look like a dad.
Right, right.
But it only fits with the like rocker look with tattoos and shit. Not even tattoos, but just like
the
rocker
mean.
Look, you know, spiky hair and shit. And it kind of fucked myself because I'm not as into that look anymore.
And someday you're going to be like a balding old man with a little bit of a beer gut.
I'm not going to shave it. Nope. I'm going to leave it on the sides.
Yep. And and there are those earrings.
Yep.
Yeah. That cracks me up sometimes to think about because like there are all these rocker dudes with like sleeve tattoos and stuff. Yep. And I've thought about it and I would still consider doing it if I had ass loads of money because fucking tattoos are ridiculously expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only reason I don't have any. But someday they're going to be old men, you know. The same old men you see in the grocery store.
Yep.
And they're going to have sleeves.
Yep.
And it's just going to be ridiculous.
Yep.
But the other question I wanted to ask you was, if somebody asked you genuinely right now, I'm thinking about getting those earrings.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Should I do it?
Oh, I get that every day. And I tell them, if you're going to do it, I don't know. This is a personal preference, but if you're going to do it, only go to a certain size. And my ideal size is like the size of a dime, which is like a centimeter in diameter.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know that would be, I know it's a less extreme look, but I almost think that would look sillier.
I don't know. It just seems like it could, like it's because it's less extreme, it could go with any look. You don't have to fit that look.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think if
you've gauged your ears at all, you've already crossed a certain line.
But that's me here with 1-inch huge fucking holes. When I see like a, you know, a little centimeter in diameter hole, I'm like, ooh, that's so tiny. But to people with normal earlobes, that's like, whoa, even that's kind of big.
Yeah.
So I can't really.
But I'm just like, I'm picturing like these little dime sized ones. And I'm to me, that looks sillier.
I don't even notice like that size as much. Mm. What is that?
Well, trust me, old people still notice.
Old people still look
at that and recoil in horror. that messes with my entire reality. Yeah.
Like, what is that? Oh, you don't like it? I get so many. I should make a list of all the comments I get day by day.
That is funny, though. Like, what is it that you want to wear that your earrings are preventing you from wearing?
No, I'll wear some jeans, put on some boots. You know, I look like I'm just out there to function. Like I'm wearing a warm shirt, some fucking jeans, some boots because there's snow out there and I put a coat on and it's nice and warm. And then I look in the mirror and it's like, you know, that doesn't fit the look of the guy that just, you know, dresses to function for the day.
Well,
you know, it looks like I should be wearing all black, maybe a sleeveless shirt and some spiky hair, you know.
No, then you'd look like a real douche.
Yeah, I know.
But here's the thing. I don't see you every day, so maybe I don't have a full grasp on this.
Yes,
but
yes.
When I see you, you are still, maybe unknowingly, but you are still sporting the rocker look.
I know.
So
in some way, I can't escape it.
That's just your look, man. And until you start buying the Dockers and polos, I think you're fine. I don't think you got a problem.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know if you're like, I buy these flannel shirts and I feel like a lumberjack. No, you look like somebody who would hang out with Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It's not a punk rocker, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like a grunge look.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I think you're fine.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I think I'm out of stuff, so I don't know if you got anything else you want to touch on.
But I do not.
All right. Well, in that case, I think this is the end of this episode.
Yes.
So thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Mwah, mm-hmm. I love you. Mm-hmm. And you can check us out on the forums. I'm going out of order because I wasn't ready to end. Check us out on the forums. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. You can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.
Or me at Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.
And you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
I went on Omegle today. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is? It's like this random chat kind of thing. It's sort of like chat roulette, but it's just chat. Well, okay. You can do video chat, but I didn't. Because the reason I was thinking about it was because Miss Nick, there's this new person in our forums called Moses Christ. And apparently Miss Nick met this person on Omegle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I was like, what was it?
I don't even know how that's pronounced, if it's Omegle or not. Mm-hmm. Omegle? I don't know.
Who knows?
But so I went on there, and I was chatting with this person named Mariana, mm-hmm. who's apparently a 19-year-old female from Brazil. Mm. Now, I don't trust the internet, but I think she was telling the truth.
Yeah.
And she asked me about where she could find the podcast, and I told her. And I don't know if she's listening, but if she is... Hi.
Hey.
She told me to call her Mary instead of Mariana because she thought being an American saying Mariana would sound too much like marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I got it.
Mariana. Yeah.
But yeah, so we may have a new Brazilian listener, which would be interesting.
That'd be cool.
Forums, I already covered that. Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. And of course, if you want to be cool, a cool kid like Dave... You can donate.
Donate.
You don't have to leave it behind a dumpster with a cryptic voicemail addressed to us, but you can if you're nearby. If you drive across state lines to do that, I might be slightly creeped out.
Yeah.
But cool. All right. Donate. All right.
Yes.
And bye.
And that should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Yeah.